When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, turnips, Dick Hitswater, and an ancient brewery. You'll hear all about that coming up right after this.
This magician's on stage and invites this guy from the audience and gives him a sledgehammer. The magician says, I want you to hit me in the temple as hard as you can with a sledgehammer. Guy goes, all right. So the magician lays his head down on this block of wood, and this guy hauls back, bam, pops this guy in the temple. 10 years later, the magician wakes up out of a coma in the hospital and goes, ta-da!
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Ace Cosby is our engineer, of course.
And getting a raise.
Oh, Jesus.
Thanks, Tom.
Yeah.
Good job, buddy.
Well, it'll be minimal, certainly. And some free potatoes.
And if Congress acts again, you'll get another raise.
Okay. We have a Chick McGee over there. There's Josh. Christy Lee is at the Navy Federal Credit Union newsroom.
Hi, everybody.
Have some perhaps some Navy news today. This is Tom speaking. Let's see. Patty G, Willie G, Dean all off today. President's Day, of course. We'll do some celebrating of our presidents.
It's Godwin's excuse.
Who knows? Too complicated to get into right here.
Oh, boy.
It involves a doctor of some sort.
It's the second Monday in a row Willie's taken off. The hell's that about?
Yeah, I know.
He only wants to work a four-day week.
We're closing in on the Josh Arnold world record of vacation week worked vacation week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, that's true. Now, Josh, how many days is it till we start the big celebration of year five?
Boy, August 1st.
Oh, boy. Okay, yeah. I was in here over the weekend, and there were people getting some stuff set up.
So. Okay, cool. Yeah, yeah.
We'll certainly be ready.
Oh, yes. It'll be crazy.
Okay. We were at the sports page. What's going on?
Time now for
Stupid World Record.
Then I can mentally unplug. We have a new Guinness World Record for the world's heaviest turnip.
Really? Turnip for what? Thank you very much.
Who are you thanking there?
A Canadian gardener, Damien Allard. Why you got him here? Mister. Damien Allard.
To be respectful.
It's all for you, Damien.
Has grown the record-breaking root vegetable that weighed in at...
Root. It's pronounced.
Root. I'm sorry. Root.
Yeah.
Farty far.
Root.
It weighed in at 63 pounds, 14 ounces.
That's a big turnip.
Beating the previous record by 39 pounds. Holy hell.
But handily beating.
It looks like a giant pumpkin.
According to the CBC, the turnip has a circumference of 54.3 inches, a height of 13.7 inches.
Is that your Canadian accent?
Yeah, that's my Canadian accent.
It's the CBC, not the BBC.
And the width of 18 inches.
It looks like a giant pumpkin.
But it looks like a turnip.
But it's shaped like the Elephant Man's head.
Oh,
you know, it's like kind of ugly, not like a handsome turnip. Not to suggest that the Elephant Man is ugly necessarily.
You're worried now about the Merrick estate coming after us.
I took the.
And yet you'll say that the white man is the victim in all this, but you won't. Never mind.
For those of you who are just joining us, you have no idea what that outburst of chicks was just about. And that brings me a lot of joy.
That's exactly right.
I was joking about the test we had to take from human resources.
But you'll qualify.
I'm allowed a couple of jokes because it took 4 hours of my life.
Yes.
And as you pointed out, I could have certainly passed the test without watching all the videos and the training videos.
Sure.
Yeah, the questions were pretty easy.
All I know is don't get in an elevator and don't go to the coffee room.
Right.
You can't do anything. You have to stay in your cubicle and not speak to anyone.
Yeah.
Okay. don't even draw the wrong thing.
Boy, it does. it does make it seem
hey,
like.
Hey, Susie, does yours look like this? See, that'd be actionable. Oh.
That would be actionable, yeah.
It does seem like the coffee room is the place where everything happens.
You're right.
Okay. Now, have you seen the giant radish that this guy
sold? It's a turnip.
Turnip
and radishes are different.
Oh, they are?
Yes.
Sorry. Do you ever eat radishes?
I love radishes.
I roasted some radishes the other night.
Ooh, I've never roasted them
before. Oh, it was delicious. Roasted.
Would you roast them in butter to add flavor?
No, I didn't.
Olive oil?
I used a little avocado oil and then.
So it tasted like sprinkled. Avocado then?
No, it's very flavorless.
You can serve those little popcorns that they put in shipping boxes.
No, it was very flavorful, Christy. Garlic and then, you know what?
I'm doing that.
And then I put a little lemon on mine after they were roasted.
Thank you for the tip, Josh.
You're welcome.
Oh, Christ.
Now, if they went to a homeless shelter with this giant turnip, would the people turn it down?
No, thank you. For
no, thanks. I'll just go have a cigarette.
But you see how someone could bring a bag of potatoes to a homeless shelter. You see how that might happen. Yeah, okay.
This thing is big. I'll tell you that.
It's ugly, isn't it?
Well, so are the ugly giant, you know, anything that's too big is ugly, which is what I tell every girlfriend of mine.
They have
you don't want them too big, they get ugly.
They have a delivery service for ugly vegetables. That just aren't store presentable. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So in any event.
It's purple and white.
This guy's got a nice world record.
Yeah, let's talk about the world's largest tournament, instead of the delivery service.
From what I've learned from the HR examiner, you couldn't, for example, hand this to his wife, walk up and go, hey, nice nips.
No, even though you're just, it's apostrophe N-I-P-S.
Yes,
right.
Yes, that would not mm-hmm. be
right, if you had two turnips, you couldn't just call them nips.
Yeah, see, there we go. I've learned a lot from the HR exam.
Well, I'm glad.
Thank you.
And yet, nothing.
And yet, nothing at all. Yeah. Yeah.
I see. Oh, is that
sports? Yes.
All right, why don't you go home? You're not going to be fun. Go.
Okay. Who, me?
Okay. Yeah,
could you answer the phone?
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Well, this is Dick Hitzwater sitting in for Harold Stassen.
Uh-huh.
And this is another special edition of Some Other News. Well, it's President's Day, and I thought I'd enlighten you fellas with some presidential trivia.
Oh, good. Mm.
During his inaugural address, Franklin Delano Roosevelt famously said, "We have nothing to fear but fear itself." Uh-huh. And George Washington famously said, while looking at his dentures, "We have nothing to fear but termites." Abraham Lincoln once said, "We have nothing to fear, but hurry up, Mary Todd. I don't want to be late to the play." Gerald Ford famously said, "We have nothing to fear but low-hanging doorways."
Maybe a
suitcase or two that you trip over. I don't know. Sure. William Henry Harrison once said, "We have nothing to fear but a cold, blustery day and double pneumonia."
Oh, we got right to it. Yeah. All right, yeah.
Brief term is the president.
Speaking to Monica Lewinsky, Clinton said, and I'll recreate this, "We have nothing to fear but the possibility of Hillary walking in."
Dick, that was
very good, Dick.
Very, very nice. Yes. I didn't know you did impressions.
Thank you. Here are some little-known presidential facts. While imprisoned for fraud, Calvin Coolidge won a bet by eating 50 hard-boiled eggs. Everyone knows George Washington's wife was named Martha Washington.
Right.
And most people know that James Madison's wife was named Dolly Madison. Mm-hmm. And few people know that Thomas Jefferson's wife was named Wheezy Jefferson.
Dick, real quick, I know that you don't handle... look.
Everyone
who, I'm sorry, Dick, what president ate 50 eggs?
Calvin Coolidge.
Is that a Coolidge hand Luke joke?
Yes.
Was that the joke
there?
Wow.
Yes. Coolidge hand Luke.
Okay, sorry, Dick.
It's a cool hand Luke joke. Very fine movie. Back to you, Dick Hitzwater.
My president can eat 50 eggs. Okay. Everyone knows Ronald Reagan ended the Cold War. Most people know he said, "Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall."
Sure.
Well, actually, he said it this way. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall.
Oh, it's a whole new feature.
My
Rich Little, eat your heart.
Thank you. Thank you. Only a few people know, though, that Gorbachev, let's see, only a few people know he continued his decorating advice by telling Fidel Castro, Mr. Castro, move that recliner to the corner to open up the room and create better feng shui.
How would Tom Brokaw say that?
Mr. Castro, move that recliner to the corner to open up the room and create better feng shui.
All right. Very good.
Thank you. Thank you. Everyone knows President Carter was a peanut farmer.
Sure.
Most people know that President Jefferson was a tobacco farmer.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But only a few people know JFK spent most of his time plowing Marilyn Monroe.
Farmer sequence there.
Yeah.
There you go. This is Dick and Sweater sitting in for Harold Stassen, and this has been another special edition of Some Other News. Part one.
Oh, don't threaten us with a good time.
When did Dick get this? These impressions? It's absolutely amazing.
Hey, pretty good, yeah.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Well, coming up on more presidential trivia on this President's Day.
Yes.
Day honoring all presidents.
I guess in 1962 on Valentine's Day was the Jackie Kennedy tour of the White House, Chick.
Wow.
I was reminded over the weekend.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
Hi, Mrs. Kennedy.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm fine. I brought with me the gentleman who famously interviewed you during those White House tours.
This is exciting.
Now, Mrs. Kennedy,
yes.
I see you're wearing a brooch. It's quite lovely. There must be some sort of gold.
Well, actually, it's vermeil. I don't know if you could see that from where you're sitting.
I think you know exactly what I meant, you bitch! My own show you're going to correct me on?
Oh, my goodness.
Charles Collinsworth, ladies and gentlemen.
Jack's running around on you.
These are some fine impressions. Right now, we return to the sports.
No, we're done. Okay. Wrapped it up. Okay. Wrapped her up, baby. Wherever you go,
hostile
whatever
sports.
You do. Blatant hostility. Nobody does it better. Always.
I know we're looking forward to another exciting episode of Presidential Trivia from Dick Hitswater.
Oh, bated breath over here.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love that stuff. I'm recording it. Going to play it in my car later.
Okay. When that phone rings, of course, it's the track phone hotline. I don't know if you were fully aware of that.
I totally knew that.
Oh, you did? Okay, good for you.
Well, that's the track phone hotline.
There it is.
Unbelievable. There it is. Can you grab
have
that, please?
GSP.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Oh, hello, Donnie.
How are you, sir?
I'm good. Everybody have a good Valentine's Day?
Yeah, man. How about you?
Well, Josh, I really ain't got a special lady in my life right now.
Yeah, I didn't get any.
And somehow I got locked out of Christian Mingle and Farmers Only.
Did you?
Never even had one harvest, you know. So much for meeting a chick that truly wants to get plowed.
Oh,
anyways, this year I saved about $242, Christy, by not having to buy dinner and chocolates and a Plan B pill.
Uh-huh. Oh, gosh.
Well, I've been on the road this past month with my band of Pork Pistols, and I've been feasting off a steady diet of Mountain Dew and gas station Tornadoes. And the good news is I've also been enjoying an endless buffet of what we call road beef.
Oh, really?
Oh, how
about meeting the ladies, are you?
Huh.
Yeah, I don't mind missing out on Valentine's too much, Tom. So anyways, for Valentine's Day this year, I made a hell of a meal for me and Woofy.
Did you? What'd you make?
I grilled us up a couple nice filet mignons,
mm-hmm.
and when I told Woofy about it, he wouldn't even touch it, Christy, because the steak's got the same name of them stupid cartoon characters you got him hooked on.
Uh-huh.
It's filet mignon.
Despicable me, yeah.
Filet mignon, it's not the cartoon minion, Donnie.
Well, it's like you say, Tom, which came first, the filet mignon or them annoying yellow-ass cartoon characters?
I love that cartoon.
We may never know. And luckily, Woofy liked the side dishes and appetizers I made, so he still ate good. course, I made my famous Baker P&J dippers.
Mm-hmm. Really?
And you know Christy Whiffy's favorite, them chocolate-dipped corn dogs with the sprinkles.
How about that?
He says you're always out of sprinkles at your house.
Yeah,
you know, it's weird spending Valentine's Day alone with your kid. I mean, there I was babysitting on the most horniest of all the holidays.
You're not babysitting your own kid, Donnie.
Well,
you're
no
a
wonder
parent.
Why you single moms get all crabby and bitchy all the time. Oh, and by the way, attention, single moms, knock it off with calling your son mommy's little man. I swear to God. There ain't nothing I hate more than seeing some chick post a picture on Facebook with caption, my little man on town with a date with mama.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm talking to you, Tanya. How are you going to call all seven of yours mama's little man? Swear to God. Hell, your oldest little man's down on his back and has two kids of his own already. So listen, you single moms, fact remains, he ain't your little man, he's your kid.
Right.
And just because he's got to listen to you bitch all the time about the problems in your life like a real man, don't make him a little man. If he's such a little man, let's see him go outside and bleed the brakes on your Sentra, you know?
Okay, yeah. Kid can't do that.
Thank you. If he's such a little man, let's see him smoke himself a 22-pound brisket, you know?
Yes.
Here's a question. If he's such a little man, then why do we have to pay you child support? Your Honor, she insists our son is a little man, but yet continues to collect child support from me. I got no issue supporting my child, but why should I be financially responsible once he becomes a man, or little or otherwise? Case dismissed all day long.
I think so, Donna.
And speaking of child support, Christy, I still ain't received your February payment yet.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
Well, I wish you'd hurry up.
Checks in the mail.
I'm going to use it to buy some, I'm going to buy some GameStop stock. I got a hot tip over the weekend. Swear to God, I don't want to miss out on making some sweet, easy cash.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Unlike most of these hardtails that play stock market, I know when to dip in and dip out because, you know, I make my money off of profits.
Sure.
So maybe you can Venmo that to my cousin Lonnie, or just buy the stock for me and he'll be none the wiser.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. So thank you very much. That was very helpful.
No, it wasn't. He's.
Yes, Chick.
That was something.
There we go. Yeah. On this President's Day. We turn to Christy Lee at the Navy Federal Credit Union News Desk. Christy?
I really don't have any President's Day news, but we have plenty of other type of news. American and Egyptian archaeologists have unearthed what could be the oldest known beer factory at an archaeological site in Egypt. Archaeologists found 8 huge units, each about 65 feet long and about 8 feet wide. Oh, stop. Get your minds out of the gutter.
Mm-hmm.
Each unit includes some 40 pottery basins in 2 rows, which had been used to heat up a mixture of grains and water to produce beer. The factory was apparently built in an area to provide royal rituals with beer, given that archaeologists found evidence showing the use of beer in sacrificial rites of ancient Egyptians.
Christy, you know what beer it was, don't you?
No, what was it?
Really old Milwaukee. Thank you very much. I got a smile out of you.
That's nice.
Very nice.
And this was where again?
Nice.
This was in Egypt.
Oh, so did they find King Button Common?
Did they find King Button Common?
Are you?
Well.
No, no, no. Bud.
Not Button Common.
Budweiser.
Oh, I thought you said Button Common.
Oh, we have a butt story. Hang on.
Okay, well, hang on. Coming up, we've got butts in the news.
Oh, all yeah.
Right.
And we'll, of course, hear from...
Here's Ace Crosby.
And his song, White Christmas.
It's Cosby. We'll get to all that coming up. And, of course, this is who they should have gotten to blowing that horn.
I see when you're walking around doing your errands, this is playing in your head. That's what I imagine.
Oh, this is beautiful. Big Spiderbeck?
Yes, you're...
Isn't this romantic?
Sipping on a chocolate egg cream.
Big fan.
Isn't this great, Christy?
Yes, I'm a big fan.
Going to with your buddies to go clear out another neighborhood.
Oh. All right, fellas. Gotta chase another.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.